USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Biden administration is planning to send many of the thousands of illegal Haitian immigrants who gathered in a Texas border town back to their homeland. After a huge influx of Haitians crossed the border from Mexico and set up camp around a bridge in Del Rio, officials decided they had to act. Many immigrants have been there for at least a week. According to DHS, it's ramping up deportation flights to Haiti. Meanwhile, Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed legislation focusing nearly $2 billion to secure the state's borders.
These funds are needed because the Biden administration's open border policies have opened the floodgates.
Haiti is still reeling after the assassination of their president in July and a 7.2 magnitude earthquake that killed over 2,000 Haitians last month. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The United Nations General Assembly is using the honor system to make sure world leaders are vaccinated for next week's big session. USA Radio's Dan Araki has more.
When the United Nations General Assembly meets next week in New York, the body will take world leaders at their word that they've been vaccinated against COVID. The President of the General Assembly said in a Thursday letter that attendees will be required to be vaccinated to attend the gathering, but said that there won't be any process to verify whether or not they have. The policy coming to comply with a New York City vaccine requirement for convention centers, which it said last week that the General Assembly would fall under. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A magnitude 4.3 earthquake has struck Southern California. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, it struck about 1 mile east of Carson, a city in Los Angeles County, at about 8 o'clock on Friday night. Officials are reporting no damage. A magnitude 3 aftershock also struck. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo. You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Call right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
The Pentagon has admitted an August 29th drone strike that killed 10 people was a mistake. John Clemens reports.
The targeted white Toyota that was first considered a threat to the airport in Kabul turned out to be a vehicle operated by an Afghan aid worker employed by the charity group Nutrition and Education International of Pasadena, California. Marine Corps General Kenneth McKenzie Jr., commander of U.S. Central Command, spoke to the media at the Pentagon.
Having thoroughly reviewed the findings of the investigation and the supporting analysis by interagency partners, I am now convinced that as many as 10 civilians, including up to 7 children, were tragically killed in that strike. Moreover, we now assess that it is unlikely that the vehicle and those who died were associated with ISIS-K or were a direct threat to U.S. forces.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The family of Brian Laundry has reported him missing amid an investigation into the disappearance of his fiancée, Gabby Petito. The North Point, Florida Police Department issued a plea for information on Laundry's whereabouts. They're seeking to interview him in connection with the disappearance of Petito. Her family reported her missing September 11th, saying they last spoke with her on August 25th. She was reported missing in the Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. Police say Laundry and his family have been uncooperative since Petito was reported missing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.